Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. How's your day going? How are you feeling? What has brought you to this episode? Is it because you've seen the title and you're like, I need to know what is stopping me from manifesting? Because if it is, you have come to the right place. Today's episode, I am going to be talking about one of the laws of the universe, and I am going to be talking about what you need to do to stop blocking your manifestations. And bizarrely, maybe, this episode is inspired by my sofa. And I'm going to tell you why it's inspired by my sofa as the episode goes on. But I just want to say again, if you've listened to some of my other episodes, I do say this quite a lot, but I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you to every single person who reaches out, says they've listened to an episode, sends me a screenshot, is like, oh, this one really helped me. I know some of you are going back to number one, and this is episode 191, so there is a lot of episodes, and you're going back and you're re-listening. And I just want to tell you, you absolutely make my day when you do that. I love creating these episodes. Funnily enough, I was told as a child to stop talking so much. And now I get to talk as part of my business. Like, that's got to be cool, hasn't it? But genuinely, thank you so much. I know that it takes time and effort to go over to Instagram or send someone an email. So thank you. If you do want to send me an episode update, or you want to tell me what you've listened to, or you want to be like, oh, Victoria, can you create an episode on? You can always drop me an email to victoria@victoriamaskell.com or come and say hi on Instagram. I'm at victoria.maskell. And I always leave all this information in the show notes so you can get in touch with me. Come and say hi, because I do really appreciate it. Right, today's episode then, I'm hoping the sound control on this episode is going to be better. I've had some problems with my microphone, and I think basically I had the volume set too high in GarageBand where I record it. So hopefully this will be good for your ears. You haven't had to like turn me down when I get overexcited about manifestation. So I want to start this episode by saying, what do you think is stopping you from manifesting? Let's say you've come to this episode and there are things on your manifestation list. Maybe this is the first episode you've ever listened to about manifestation, and you're like, well, I must be blocking myself, or there must be something stopping me because I'm not living my dream life, I don't have my dream relationship, I'm not traveling the world, I don't have money flowing into my life, I'm not in this incredible body, I don't feel confident. So what is going on? Well, I want to talk about a law of the universe. Now, we've all heard of the law of attraction. The law of attraction is amazing, but the law of attraction is the one that seems to get the most press. It's like, it's like the Kim Kardashian of the Kardashian family, but maybe that's not so true now because I feel like Kylie gets quite a lot of press. It's the one that gets the most energy behind it and it's talked about the most, but it is one of the 12 laws of the universe. Because the universe works in a predictable way. And this is so good for manifestation because it means it's scientific, it means it's predictable, it means you can work out what to do and potentially what not to do. And if you think about life in general, as human beings, we are craving control. We are craving formulas for things. I was literally coaching about an hour ago, and we were talking about how she was feeling in her business. And she said, we were talking about this goal, and she said to me, I just wish someone could tell me what to do. And I was like, well, what do you mean by that? And she was like, I just wish I had a formula. Do this and this will happen. Do that and that will happen. And I think I resonated with that because, especially when you start a business, there's so much information out there. You don't really know what to do. You don't know where to start. And you just want someone to sit you down and go, okay, day one, do this. Day two, do that. If you have a business, you might have felt this around social media. It's like, oh my gosh, do I create a reel? Do I do a product? Do I do a carousel? Do I do Instagram stories? Wait, should I be on TikTok? Hang on a minute, is Twitter the place to be? Wait, should I be doing YouTube videos? And it can just feel really overwhelming. The same, I think, is true with manifestation. I think I teach manifestation differently in that I really focus on the science of it because that's my background, that's what I love, that's what makes sense for me. And so much of manifestation is belief, right? It's trusting, it's understanding. And for me, the science of it gives me that trust. It gives me that belief. It raises my energy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I love this. Some people can find that trust and that certainty in other ways. And that's amazing. But what it comes down to is the universe works in a predictable and an ordered way. So you are now going to be like, wait, didn't she mention something about a sofa? Yes. Right. I'm going to talk about why my sofa has inspired this episode. And hopefully you're going to start to see how this applies to your life, because you will be holding on to things. You will be stopping yourself from manifesting, but that changes today because you're listening to this episode, because you've chosen it. Maybe your subconscious mind has even picked up on the title and gone, yes, come on, listen. So your subconscious mind is your powerhouse when it comes to manifestation. Your subconscious mind is doing, I mean, thousands of things every single split second. We as humans probably like to multitask, okay? We've got our emails open, we're listening to a podcast, we're messaging someone, we're doing a little bit of work, possibly hoovering with our feet at the same time, you know, stroking a cat, checking your child is still alive in the corner and you're maintaining, you know, all of that sort of stuff. But your subconscious mind is doing that 10 million thousand times more, okay? Your subconscious mind knows everything that's going on. It's processing all the information through your five senses. It has a store of potentially everything you've experienced. And so therefore, it's this absolute powerhouse of information. So as you were scrolling through maybe Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music or Audible or wherever, maybe you came across this podcast and you're like, ooh, that one sounds good. Maybe it's just because it was the new episode, or maybe it was like, I'm choosing this one. Your subconscious mind will have been picking up on something in the title, something that it felt was interesting. There was a feeling behind it because your subconscious is driven by feelings. Your subconscious is driven by potentially outdated emotions, but it's driven by something different to your conscious mind. So if you've come to this episode, there's a reason for it. Now, as I'm sat here recording, I can see my sofa. My sofa has done a really good service, I'll be honest. I bought this sofa back in, what year are we in? We're in 2023. I think I bought it 14 years ago. Anywhere between 12 and 14 years ago. And it's a corner sofa with the scatterback cushions, which at the time I was like, oh, I love these. I can have like, I'm just going to paint a picture for you. So it's a corner sofa. It's got scatterback cushions in what is like a velvety black and then like a matte black fabric. My mum has since replaced the cushions and made them match my lounge even more because she's amazing. But at the time I was like, yeah, scatterback, great. Yeah, it's great until you actually want to sit on it. And then the cushions move. And then every 5 minutes, you're re-fluffing the cushions. And then people come round. And then you're like, oh, the sofa looks a mess now. Anyway, back in like somewhere between like 12 and 14 years ago, I bought this sofa for the grand total of £395. It has lived in three different houses with me, and I think for £395, I've had a bit of a bargain. But it looks a little bit outdated. And actually, as I'm recording this, tomorrow I am meeting up with one of my friends, and we are going sofa shopping because we both need new sofas. This is going somewhere, I promise. Right, my sofa is still sat there. Right now, it's functioning. It works. It's okay. My cat thinks it's comfortable. They'll happily sit on it. So, you know, it's there. If people come round, it forms a purpose. Okay. So right now, tomorrow shopping aside, I don't have that much motivation to change things. Do I want a new sofa? Yes. Do I want to manifest a new sofa? Yes. Do I want to have that beautiful seating area in my lounge where people come round and go, oh, Victoria, this sofa is so comfortable. Do I want to be watching movies and just laying there and being like, oh, this is so blissful, this is dreamy? Do I want my cats to write a great review being like, oh, mum, this sofa, it's incredible? Yes. But am I actually doing very much about it? No. I've had it for 12 or 14 years. Like, I really haven't done very much about it. And why is that? Because it's taking up space. Because right now, it's sort of doing a job. There's no urgency around it. Imagine what would happen if I tomorrow said, okay, that's it. I'm done with that sofa. It needs to go. It has served its purpose. It's time for it to move on. I am going to book a collection for it to be taken away in 2 weeks' time. What would change if I did that? Bearing in mind that in 2 weeks' time, there would be a gaping hole in my lounge, and sitting down, watching TV, entertaining, having people around would be quite tricky because we'd be sitting on the floor. What would change? I'd do something about it, wouldn't I? I would be going, right, okay, I need to choose a new sofa. I need to book one. I need to purchase it. I need to move on this. So from my point of view, I could just sit there and go, well, it still works. It's fine. I'll leave it. I would put up with an old sofa sat in my house. Whereas if I took an action and said, okay, it's going, there's a deadline, I'm letting go of this, I am releasing this sofa back into the wild, I would be so much more motivated to take an action. Now, not only that, this is where the law of the universe comes in. So there is something called the law of vacuum. Now, basically, the law of vacuum is that the universe doesn't like empty space. It does not like empty space, so it expands to fill it. So what that would mean from a manifestation point of view is if I actually said, right, that's it, the old sofa is out, I feel motivated, I take an action, and the universe conspires, depending on whether you think this is God, a higher power, or just life, to help me fill that gap. Now, obviously, you know, with sofas, sometimes you can order them and they, you know, they're there within a few days. Other times they take weeks. Absolutely. But the point is, my sofa inspired me to create this episode. And I want you to ask yourself, okay, what is taking up space in my life right now and stopping me from manifesting what I really want? Okay, that is your question. What is taking up space in my life right now and stopping me from manifesting what I really want? So, like my sofa, what right now is okay? It's doable. It's passable. It's habit. It's pattern. It's something that, you know, it's okay. It's just part of the furniture, pun intended. But actually, if you were choosing, you would choose something different. You would choose a new experience. You would choose to up-level. You would choose to manifest something different. And this can look like so many different things. And I'm going to talk you through some examples. But before I go into that, this links me so nicely into the manifestation room. Now, if you follow me on social media, if you get my Monday Mindset Boost, you might already know about this. But this has been a baby of mine for over a year. But it's finally come to fruition and the doors are open for you to join the Manifestation Room. So this is my monthly membership. This is a space I've created that is all about mindset, manifestation, and maintaining that high vibration, maintaining that positivity, getting rid of limiting beliefs. And I've created it so that there is a space for you to know exactly what you can do every single month. And in fact, to an extent, every single day if you wanted to. So the manifestation room is open now. I am recording this on the 4th of the 4th, and actually today is one of my lovely clients' birthdays, and 4-4, obviously we like repeating numbers, so if she's listening to this, happy birthday. The doors are open now and they are going to close on the 15th of April, so if this is something you're interested in, I don't want you to miss out on that opportunity. So in the manifestation room, each month you get a rewiring masterclass that is all about changing your neuroplasticity, rewiring how you think and feel about various different topics. So there's going to be a monthly theme, or there is a monthly theme, which I'll come on to. You also will get a high vibe live Q&A call. So we're going to do a group coaching call every month, which basically means you can get your questions answered by me. There are replays of these lives. So if you're listening in different parts of the world, or you're like, oh, I don't know if that's going to work, don't worry, because you can always submit your questions ahead of time and I will answer them on the live. But it doesn't end there, because each month there is mystery magic, and this will all be revealed each month when you're in the manifestation room. So this could be a manifestation game, this could be a hypnosis audio. I don't want to give too much away, but let's just say you're going to love it. You also get access to my Quantum Leap library, because one of the things I love about podcasts is that you can dip into them when you need a boost, when you need some inspiration, when you want a question answering, which you may have done today when you came to this episode. You're like, right, okay, this is the one I want. Well, in the Quantum Leap library, I have created some daily energy activators, and these are 1 to 2 minute audios that are perfect for first thing in the morning when you wake up and you're like, either you've woken up from a bad dream, you're waking up thinking, oh my God, I've got so much to do today. And you're like, oh no, I need to get out of this headspace. These energy activators are perfect for that. And I'm going to be constantly adding to them. So you can get all of this in the Teachable app as well. So if you love using your phone, if you want to listen to these masterclasses and audios, you can literally get it at your fingertips. So this is what the manifestation room is all about. If you're listening to this and you've already joined, then welcome. I can't wait to see you on that live Q&A call. If you've got any questions, if you're like, I'm not sure, I'm going to leave the link in the show notes. So you can click the link, you can find out more, you can read all about it, or you can always drop me an email. But if you're listening to this in April, when this is live, up until the 15th of April, I am offering an exclusive founder member price. So you can join for just £22 a month. Now, the doors will close on the 15th of April, and then I'm not going to let anyone else in. So it won't be available until the end of June, early July, and the price is going up then. So if you want to get in at that £22, which is such a small investment, I promise it's going to be absolutely jam-packed with stuff. If that feels aligned, then now is a great time, because you stay at that price for as long as your membership is active. But I'm going to leave all of the information in the show notes. This month, we are talking all about creating your vision. So it's about creating that space to dream, to ask, to maybe just get back into, right, what do I actually really want? We're usually quite good at doing that around January time, but around sort of March, April, I think that drops off. We start getting back into the old sofa mentality of, oh, well, this is all right, it's okay, I'll just put up with this job, or I'll just put up with those feelings. No. I want you to create an incredible vision for yourself, and I'm going to show you exactly how to do that in the manifestation room. All the April content, apart from the mystery magic, is live now. So if you're hearing this, you can literally sign up and start this moment, but finish this episode first, because I don't want you to miss out on this episode. So I will leave all of that information for you, and I can't wait to hear about all these like amazing visions you're going to create. So the law of vacuum is saying that when we create space, the universe wants to fill it. The universe expands to fill it. And right now, you could be preventing that from happening. You could be holding on to people, situations, old patterns, old beliefs, just general clutter if you're me, that is actually limiting you or stopping you from manifesting. Now, this concept of stopping you from manifesting, the way I see it is, everything we want is there, it's ready. So the dream job, the money flowing in, the general abundance, the confidence, the family, the relationship, all of these things, they're sat there waiting in the wings. It's not that you are going to stop them from ever coming into your life. It's not that something you say or do means the universe goes, ah, she's not having that anymore. Like, these are human concepts that we're adding to scientific laws, and that's not really how it works. But imagine it's more like these things are waiting in the wings, but if you don't create space for them, if you don't give them a space to be, then you're going to slow down the process. Then it's going to take longer. Then you're not actually going to be able to bring those things into the now. Now, I remember, and I think it was Catherine Zinkina that talks about this example, but she may have talked about it from another book. I'm not quite sure. But she talked about the example, which I guess is quite similar to the sofa thing, now I think about it. But she was saying, imagine your dream is to manifest a brand new car, and you want the sunroof, you want the metallic paint, you want the alloys. I'm talking like I know what alloys are, but someone had to tell me because I didn't know and I didn't understand why they made your insurance higher, because they're just silver bits on your wheels, aren't they? Sorry if that's like, I just didn't get it. Someone would say, oh, Victoria, why are you buying those shoes? But same thing. Digression, I know. You're manifesting this amazing car, but you're also holding on to your old car. You're also thinking, oh, maybe this will just go on a little bit longer. It's literally sat in your driveway, taking up space. So physically, if the universe was like, here you go, here's your brand new car with a great big red ribbon on it. Oh, there's nowhere to put it. Oh, there's no space. Oh, okay then, I'll just take it back. I'll just wait for you. You let me know when you've got space for it. You'd be gutted. You'd be like, no, wait, I'll get rid of this thing. I'm ready for the new car. But imagine that is what we are doing as human beings all the time when we are holding on to things. So you're wanting new things to come to you, but maybe not making room for them. And you probably know that, like, when you feel overwhelmed, this is one of the things I was talking about in my mindset email this week. Like, when you feel overwhelmed, actually clearing a little bit of physical space has a really positive impact on your mindset. Well, the same is true with manifestation. When you clear space for new things to come in, you allow the universe to fill that space. You allow the universe to expand into that space. So what might this be? Because this isn't just for physical things. So I gave the example of the sofa because it was like really poignant for what I'm doing right now. But what about wanting to feel confident, for example, but actually in some way, shape or form, holding on to a feeling of being not good enough? And I say in some way, shape or form, because I don't believe that we consciously hold on to limiting beliefs. I think what happens is our subconscious, this is why the subconscious is so important, our subconscious, number one, thinks it's safe because it's known to it. And number two, has some form of secondary gain, even if that secondary gain makes no conscious logical sense. So for example, I'm going to try and think of a different example because I always use the same sort of things. I always use a money example. But let's say, okay, no one wants to be nasty about their body. No one goes, oh yeah, I'm going to be really hateful about my legs and my skin, and I'm going to be like, oh, you look so disgusting. I really enjoyed saying that about myself. Like, no one is consciously, logically going to do that. But your subconscious doesn't work in the same way as your conscious mind. And this is something I talk about in the manifestation room, because I really emphasize the importance of using your subconscious to manifest. So your subconscious mind is working on images, it's working on pictures, emotions, colours, and it doesn't know the difference between real and imagined, and it doesn't like change. And the reason it doesn't like change is because its job is to protect you and to maintain survival. And a change could be a threat to survival. Right now, whatever your sofa looks like, whatever your car is, whatever your confidence levels are, whatever your relationship status is, or however you are currently around money, is to your subconscious mind in some way safe because it is known. it can perceive we are living and breathing right now. This is the situation around money, relationships, business, whatever. So therefore, we must be safe. Any change to that could be a threat to our survival. Now, consciously and logically, you know that that's not true. You know that going from scarcity around money to a flow of money coming in every month would be amazing. Yes, it would be a change, but oh my goodness, it could be freeing. It could be exciting. It could take away so many stresses. But remember, your subconscious mind doesn't see things like that. So I want you to think about what is taking up either physical or mental space right now that is stopping you from manifesting. So let's go through some kind of like examples. It could be something based on a relationship. So this could be a friendship, this could be family related maybe, or this could be like a romantic relationship. Are you potentially knowing that you're not with the right person right now, but actually is this conversation making you think, is this current relationship, this current job maybe, taking up space for the right person or the right job to actually come into my life? Maybe you're in one of those stages where your friendships are transitioning and changing, and that's so normal because as we up level, we move around the country or the world, or we change jobs, sometimes friendships kind of ebb and flow a bit, and that's absolutely fine, that's normal. Are you really trying to hold on to and maintain a friendship right now that's taking up physical time and physical energy and stopping you from maybe creating new friendships or new connections? And that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be like, right, I'm not speaking to that person, I want to speak to this person. But it could just be something that makes you go, I hadn't really thought of it like that. I hadn't really thought of the time and energy and the physical space maybe that that person or that friendship is taking up. If I was choosing, what would actually feel better? If I was manifesting a new friendship or a new relationship, what would I want that to look like? And is that different from what I've currently got? So it could be something like that. It could also be limiting beliefs. So like I said, are you really wanting to manifest confidence and self-belief and to get rid of self-sabotage and self-doubt? But actually, on some level, you are not letting that in because you're holding on to a feeling of not good enough. Maybe this is a story you've been repeating for years. Maybe a friend or a family member when you were younger was like, oh, you'll never amount to anything. Oh, you're just not good at that, though, are you? And it doesn't mean that they meant that in a horrible, nasty way. It could be that that was said to you about crocheting or the long jump at school. But your subconscious, again, doesn't rationalize it. It doesn't go, well, that was 30 years ago. And actually, that was about how well I performed in a spelling test. And right now, my life isn't really about spelling tests. So I don't need to hold on to that belief anymore. Doesn't think like that, because that would be logical and rational and based in the now. The subconscious is back in the past. The subconscious is holding on to, well, we were told it once, so it must be true. What about something like wanting to feel like an amazing business owner, but you're still really giving attention and it's taking up space, this idea of having an identity of, well, I'm a new starter, or I don't really know what I'm doing, or gosh, I'm not very good at business, or whatever that might look like. Because what's happening there is you are setting this manifestation goal to be amazing, to be abundant, to be successful, to help people, to have a flow of clients, but you're giving attention to the identity of the opposite of that. And it's like the universe needs you to create space. This law of vacuum is like you need to let go of something to allow something new to come into your life. Think of times where something's happened in your life and maybe it didn't feel very good at the time. I always think of house buying. Like before I bought this house, which I've lived in for like, what year are we? Why do I keep saying what year are we in? I've lived in this house for 11 years, nearly anyway. There were so many houses that I looked at and I was like, this is the one, this is perfect, I love it, it's fallen through. Okay then, on to the next one. And at the time, it's horrible. Like, houses are really emotive. Like, you put a lot of emotion into it, you kind of get your heart set on it, you start to see your family life there, and then when it doesn't happen or it doesn't work out or an offer's not accepted, you can feel really flat and low. But with hindsight, you can probably look and go, well, I was holding on to that, and actually that was taking up space, and I had to release that, I had to let go of it, that had to not work out so that I could have this. Maybe this is relationships for you. Maybe you look back and go, oh my goodness, at the time, that was the biggest heartbreak. I thought I would never recover. But now I can see it so differently. Maybe now you're with an incredible partner who is so aligned with you and you're so happy. And that wouldn't have been possible without letting go of something else, even if at the time it felt really hard and really like this wasn't the right thing. So this could be a person, this could be something physical in your space, this could be a belief system that you need to let go of, this could be an identity. So yes, I've given you the example of a sofa and how, do you know what, if I chucked it out tomorrow, I would be seriously more motivated to actually decide on a sofa, and I wouldn't be going, well, I'll take my tape measure tomorrow, I'll take some swatches, I'll have a look around. I'd be like, right, I need to do something about this. And then the universe, because we are co-creators, we'd be like, she means business. Am I saying to you that you should end your relationship, leave your job, and throw out all your possessions right now? No. No. This isn't about having to make rash decisions, but I want you really to think about space. I want you to think about the things you're asking for and whether there are ways that you can create space for them, even just some mental space. So, for example, we'll go back to my sofa. I don't have to throw it out tomorrow, but what I could do is say, that's my old sofa. It's going to be going. I really want to look at what I want, and I'm going to focus my attention on what that's going to look like. So maybe you're in a job right now and it's absolutely not feasible for you to hand in your notice without a new job to go to or without some form of income. So what you would do is potentially go, right, this isn't serving me right now. These are the reasons why it's not what I want to manifest. This is what I want. I want to feel like this. I want to earn this amount. I want to work here. So I am now a person who is moving on. I am getting a new job, not, oh, I really should think about changing jobs, because that belief is still holding on to, I'm going to stay here. So from this episode, I want you to take this idea of things that could be holding me back are actually in my control, and all I have to do is release. All I have to do is clear some space. I just have to do a mental declutter, maybe. I have to look at the stories and beliefs and go, is that story or belief actually relevant? Is it aligned? Is it working for me? And if the answer is no, okay, how can I clear it? How can I change it? How can I rewire it? And you know what I'm going to say, because in the manifestation room, rewiring and using neuroplasticity is exactly what we do. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you would like to tell me what you are now going to clear, if you would like to tell me or send me pictures, if you're clearing space, or if you've got an old sofa and you're like, Victoria, I need to get rid of mine too. We can be like old sofa buddies and we can be motivated to get new sofas maybe. Okay, if you've listened to the end of the episode, sofa is going to be the magic word. And thank you everyone who sent me cat cushion from the other episode. I just loved it. Every time I got a message or an email, I was like, this is just making me smile so much. So today's secret word is sofa. I hope you've liked this episode. I have got some really good episodes coming. Oh, and I have an interview coming with Sammy, who is the self-love boss. When I asked on my Instagram, who would you like to see as a guest? I got lots of requests for Sammy to come back on. So she is coming back on in the next couple of weeks. I hope you have a great day. I'll be back for another episode very soon. And don't forget, the links to the manifestation room will be in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all in the next episode.